Africa, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So I want you to relax because today again, I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today on the show, Esther Michael, born in Nigeria, grew up in Sierra Leone, and now she's claiming both. It's going to be my guest. She's a gospel recording artist from Sierra Leone, and she's going to be right here with me in the studio. So stay tuned for that, as we'll be listening to some beautiful music from this beautiful lady. Starting off today with Maurice in Violator, and right after that, Odokaye by Betha Kaye of Ghana, and Suddenly by Monica Oga featuring Chidima of Nigeria. But let's enjoy Violator right now, the sound of Maurice from Sierra Leone.
Will Bites Music.
Now then, Sabi. Why make them no one see we together? Me, I don't know. Why they want for put us asunder?
Say now we're jamming away. na mi nim se uni obia ka mi wo ne ba ne sei na we cha mi hu ya o don mi mi hu biem o don fre mi biem o mi bo mo dia fre o do e un swa o fa o te vi a jin jin o do e un ma mi fe so de o de mi si ka yo
They are loving it, they are feeling it, I'm making it, yeah, yeah. want to follow my way. They want to follow my way. Suddenly, everybody will be like me. Everybody will be like me. Suddenly.
Suddenly by Monica Oga featuring Chidima of Nigeria. Before that, Odukaye by Betha Kaye of Ghana and Violator by Maurice of Sierra Leone. Stay tuned to the African Beat because when I come back, my guest Esther Michael will be right here to talk to you and share her music with you. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I'm David Vandy. And early on the show today, I told you that my guest is going to be a very beautiful, hardworking young lady who was originally born in Nigeria, but now she's based in Sierra Leone. So we're going to be asking her where she belongs right now. My guest on The African Beat today is a wonderful gospel singer, Esther Michael. Welcome to The African Beat, Esther.
Thank you, David Vandy, and hello to the world and Africa.
All right, Esther, I told my audience that you were born in Nigeria, but now you've been in Sierra Leone for a number of years.
Yes.
And there is a little confusion going on about, amongst people who, especially the younger folks who, they didn't know you back then, but they grew up to see you in Sierra Leone and believe that you are a Sierra Leonean. And those who saw you when you were born in Nigeria say, no, you cannot take her away from us. She's from Nigeria. So tell us now, Esther Michael, who are you?
Okay, I'll start off by telling you that I am a Zionite. I'm from heaven. But yes, I am proudly an African, and I'm originally from Nigeria, but I'm based in Sierra Leone, and also that qualifies me to be a Sierra Leonean because I've lived in Sierra Leone almost all my adulthood life, or from teenagehood to adulthood, and my journey began seriously in Sierra Leone. I'd also like to, you know, state that I also lived in Gambia for a particular time. So I'm a Nigerian, I'm a Gambian, and I'm a Sierra Leonean. Most importantly, I am an African. I think that's okay. So anybody who wants to take me, I'm in, I'm game. You want me to be a Gambian, I'm a Gambian. You want me to be a Sierra Leonean, trust me, I'm 100% Sierra Leonean.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds good. And you are an African gospel singer. You sing beautiful gospel music.
Yeah,
you know, giving it some beautiful African flavor. And that is what the African beat is all about. We look out for African beats that we can showcase on this great show right here at The Voice of America. Now you've told us where you belong, but let's look at your journey. How did this all begin for you?
Oh, that's a very deep question, but I would just cut it short. I started off singing at a really early age, I'd say, and because my parents are both ministers of the gospel, but unfortunately my mom is late. So I started off with a very strong Christian background, and at 10, when my mom used to minister, when she goes out preaching, I go with her and I minister in her crusades and her programs. So that's where I started in church. And then sooner or later, unfortunately, my mom passed on and we had to move to Gambia, the entire family. And we continued with my dad's ministry in church, and we kept on singing. Because I say we, because my entire family is a family of singers, actors, motivational speakers and writers, you name it. So that is where music started for me. And at the age of 18, 19, I started thinking, okay, what's happening? I got a job at the bank, and I'm like, this is not where I really want to be. Because when I go to the office, I'm always singing. And my colleagues are like, hey, diva. You know, go do some music, this and that. And so one day I told God, I said, God, is this my life? I want something. I need something fresh. Show me. And one thing led to another. A friend of mine, my younger brother's friend, who's late now, bless his heart, and he continued to rest in peace, came to Gambia, and had me sing. And he's like, you need to come to Sierra Leone, man. There's a lot of opportunity in Sierra Leone, and there's a music school in Sierra Leone. I'm like, oh my God. And I really wanted to get to a music school, because there were no music school in Gambia, and Nigeria was kind of far away. I had left for a while, and there was nothing really back home. So I was like, fine, let's go to Sierra Leone. It was just to go visit and see, you know, have fun with music and see what Sierra Leone looked like, another African country that I've never been to. I love traveling. I'm an adventurous person. So, we took a plane and we were, boom, I was in Sierra Leone. First, I auditioned for Project Fame, but I did not go to Nigeria, unfortunately. But it continued on and on. 2009, Zane, Sing For Your Mama, MTV Africa came, and I auditioned. And I was amongst the first three best singers in Sierra Leone, through Africa, actually. So we did another competition, somebody else went. That's how I stayed. And Zane sponsored me through to the music school in Sierra Leone.
Which music school
Balanta.
Did you go to?
Balanta. Wow. Yes, which is the only music school.
Oh, my God.
Accredited music school in Sierra Leone.
That is a well-established music school in
yes,
Sierra Leone.
Yes, so Balanta I went. That was where, this is, okay, that's how the whole journey started.
Wow.
For me, yeah.
And oh, well, then, and since then you did not return to the Gambia.
No, I didn't.
Sierra Leone became
not
your home.
Not even Nigeria. So, yes, I am so Sierra Leone.
Well, Salon people, I hope you hear that. And from Nigeria, don't be jealous of us because, you know, she loves us and she's here now. And we, you know, we love you too.
Yeah, of course.
And we love you too in Sierra Leone. And so let's take a song right now. Okay. This song is called Thank You.
Yes.
You know, I just want to play this song and we'll come back. We talk about
all
it.
Right, no,
because with all what you've just explained, I think it's nice to just give thanks.
Yes, true.
You know, let's take this song. It's Thank You now from our guest today, Esther Michael, who he's a Sierra Leonean.
God.
All right, let's enjoy this one. Actually, she was born in Nigeria, okay? Let's get this one going. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Beautiful music there by our guest today, Esther Michael, who has gone through such a long journey, a product of the Balanta Academy, Music Academy in Sierra Leone.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm proud of these guys, you know, and they're doing a fantastic job out there.
So the
album we're talking about today is your first album,
where we
have this Thank You song.
Yes.
Thank You is the title of the album. So, and I know when you look back at your life, you know, it's always good to give thanks.
Yes. I mean, it's not just always good to give thanks. It's just because there's so much I'm thankful to God for. Honestly, it's been a long way coming here. And I always tell people my life is a testimony because of how I started off, you know. And so many things God has done for me that I cannot even say all. And sitting here right now in the studio, I can just see all the pieces that God has put together. And I am amazed at what He's done in my life. And so Thank You is a song that came up one time. I was really down. I was having so many challenges in my life back home in Sierra Leone. And I told God, I was just asking for too many things. And God said, why don't you just thank me? I mean, sometimes we take for granted, you know, the good things God has done for us. And we just think it's nothing. The fact that you wake up every morning, you breathe alone is the biggest thing God has ever. I mean, that's the greatest gift. You do not pay for the air you breathe. And so I was like, God, the fact that I'm alive is enough to thank you. The fact that I can breathe, the fact that I can eat, the fact that I can sleep and wake up, the fact that you've given me this wonderful gift to share to the world in general is enough to thank you. And so that's how Thank You came about. I kept on saying, Lord, I'm sorry. I know things are not working out the way they should, but God, you've been faithful. You know, when you remember the things that God has done in your life, when you put yourself in constant remembrance, you will never for one day be ungrateful to God.
All right, that's the beautiful voice of our guest today, Esther Michael, just talking about that first song there, Thank You. Did you start music in Nigeria?
No, that's why I said Sierra Leone has a lot. Sierra Leone is home for me. I mean, that is where my whole real life journey began, you know. That is where I said, okay, I'm going into music full-time as a career. you know, I decided I was going to study music. I studied music 4 years. And I said, this is what I want to do. Apart from the flair I have with broadcasting, but music has always been my priority.
So now that you mentioned broadcasting, I was going to come to to the other aspects of your life.
I know.
Apart from music, you're a broadcaster too.
Yes, I am.
And you are also an actress.
Yes, I am.
Oh my goodness, you are in every field that I am in. So what's going on here? Tell us a little bit about the other side. Let's look at the broadcasting aspect of your life.
That started very early as well. Maybe not as early as my singing, because I always loved to listen to radio when I was in Gambia, you know, growing up. And I thought I had a good voice, you know. I thought I could do what I hear on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I just walked into a station one day and I told them, I want to work on the radio. That's how it started for me.
Are you kidding me?
No joke.
You did not even apply. You just walked in.
No, I just walked in. I said, I want to work. I want to, you know, broadcast. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah, okay. What can you do? I'm like, I can host the kids show. So it was Kids with Talent radio station. So I started doing this kids program where I bring in talented kids to come in and share what they have. Yeah, that started way back when I was 17.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So yes, I mean, it's always been there.
And you got the job.
Yes, I got the job.
Just like that?
Just like that.
And when you went to Sierra Leone, what happened?
When I went to Sierra Leone, I also went in to broadcasting as well. I joined the church who had a broadcasting station. And I was like, this is one of my flares. I mean, apart from music, I love to work in the radio. So I started working in the radio as well. And at some point, I stopped. I went back to my music. Tried to do some little studying here and there. My life is very interesting. I mean, I went up college, couldn't pay my fees, had to come down, went back to music. I just, you know, just kept juggling with everything possible. And sometimes people are not sure what do you want to do? I'm like, you guys, please, I beg, I'm coming. You know?
Okay, all right. Well, yes. We'll come to that. There are other aspects that we're going to touch on. But let's look at our next track that we're going to play, Now You Be God.
Yes.
Let's talk about this song quickly. Now You Be God. Mm-hmm.
Well, that song is a chorus that I heard. I'm not sure of who originally sang it, but I repriced it. And Now You Be God makes so much sense to me because he's the only one who's God, you know. When I look around my life, and if you listen to the first verse of the song, it goes like, I remember those nights when I went to bed hungry. Mama will put pots on the fire empty. Yeah, we knew with you we have plenty. It was about me. It was about my family. It was about the story, you know. It was about...
Like you're talking about the story of your
beginning,
life.
Yes. So, now you'll be my papa. So, it's just God that has brought me to this point, Vandy. I mean, I'm almost getting emotional here, but because I know how hard it's been. But so far, so good. God has always been there. So, that's where Now You Be God, yeah.
All right. Let's enjoy this track now. Now You Be God, the sound of Esther Michael, my guest on the African Beat today. And more is coming. When we come back, we're going to be talking about her acting career. You've heard a little bit about her broadcasting, and we're going to be going into the acting career very, very shortly. And so, now let's enjoy this one, Now You Be God.
I mean the Bible. It says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Hallelujah.
Now you be God, Almighty God. You know me, man. You love me, but no one else does. You'll be my God. From A to H, my Savior. Oh, what I'd be if it wasn't you. You know, be my love.
Almighty God, you know be my all, you know be my all. I remember those nights when we went to bed hungry. Mama would put parts on the fire empty. Yet we knew with you we have plenty. So many people say I'll never be here, but with you, Lord, I've come this far. You'll be my God, oh, now you'll be my God.
You be God. Yes, beautiful music on the African beat coming to you from Washington, D.C. And this is the Voice of America. Now, back to my guest, Esther Michael. Wow. You know, I like it when people multitask.
Yeah.
And you've got varieties of talents.
Sure.
And I tell people all the time, when you have talents, you have to make use of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, you are an actress. You are into acting. Let's talk on that. Because, you know, you talked about, I think the only thing I cannot do much is maybe singing.
Again, okay.
I know I've done some background vocals before.
Oh, really? Okay.
But singing, not really. But I know I can try.
Yeah.
But acting and broadcasting.
You can call me up for some private coaching. Don't worry. I'll gladly do it.
If I can get lectures from Balanta, from a product of Balanta, then sure. I know I can be a good singer.
Definitely.
Okay. You know, let's talk about your acting career. What led you into that?
Acting has always been a childhood thingy. When I was young, you know, younger, we're young because I'm so young, with my siblings, we always acted at home. It's just interesting. My home, my house, my family, we're all like artists. So that's where I started. And then I grew up watching a lot of Genevieve Nnaji. you know, African setting, and I just loved her. I think the first movie I saw her in was in Ijele, and I'm like, my God, I can do this, you know. So that was the flair with acting. And we always had church dramas, and I would take lead roles, you know, those priestesses kind of characters, you know. It was always beautiful. I mean, acting allows me to being another character, be somebody else apart from myself, you know. So it's fun. I mean, those people who act are really, it's so interesting to be
an actor. So you've been in movies?
Yes, I have. The first movie I was in, I think it was Reflections, Desmond Elliott. He came to Sierra Leone in 2012. I was fortunate enough to, you know, meet him and be part of the characters.
Did you walk up to him and say, hey, Desmond, I want to act again?
No. Yeah, he didn't. No. It didn't happen that way. It was a friend who said, okay, that's when he's here, there's an audition. Do you want to be part of it? I'm like, hey, yeah, what's up? I'm game. So I went there and I met him, and yeah, and I said, okay, I look like the main character, who is also a Sierra Leonean, Aisha Kamara, who lives in Australia. So I was her buddy double for Reflections. And fortunately, again, I also did the soundtrack for the movie.
Mm.
Yeah, so I also used the opportunity to say, oh, hey, I'm a singer as well. I can do a soundtrack for your movie. And bam, I did it.
So if I'm doing a movie here and mm-hmm. And I want you to be part of it, and I said, okay, I need a soundtrack, and I also want you to play a role.
No problem. Hit me up. Hit me up.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. And so how do you play with both singing and acting? Which one is more
singing is more demanding. People don't really know I'm an actor or an actress, you know. They just see me in movies. Oh, so you can act? I'm like, yeah, if you call me. But that's not really really my push, you know.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go get into movie productions later, because I think I also have the nudge to write and produce films, but not now. For now, it's my music more, and my broadcasting thing I'm really concentrating on. I think my story is enough to do a movie in series. So when I'm ready, when I finally get there, I know definitely.
So I want to believe we should start putting that on paper.
Yes, please.
We have to start putting that on paper. Mm-hmm. So by the time we get it, you're getting ready.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll be halfway just know gone. You have your character on. You're definitely going to be in my movie.
Okay, you have this beautiful African song again, African gospel song called Kushe.
Yes.
You know, it's like Kushe is like greetings.
Yes.
And like thank you.
Thank you, yes. You know. Like well done.
So which of the Kushes are you talking about? The Nigerian Kushe or the Sierra Leone Kushe?
Actually, it's the same.
It's the same.
They mean the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's the interesting thing about Nigeria and Sierra Leone. We share a lot, especially when it comes to language. I mean, I met Sierra Leoneans who bear my name, Chidima. Mm-hmm. You know, I met Sierra Leoneans who also bear Morenike. I mean,
yeah, no, Morenike, but Chidima, don't you think Chidima, they got that one because their parents actually came from Nigeria?
Well, but that's the thing, because, I mean, if we look at Sierra Leone, it's a big country of different tribes and different people.
Everybody, as soon as you're getting there, you're
Sierra Leone. So, yeah, basically, I guess that's why. And, again, I'm a feminist. I tell people this because I believe in the empowerment of women and girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard anything about what I... Yeah.
Yeah, we will come to that because I want to talk about that specifically,
okay.
That what you do, you know, okay. with young girls coming up that will look at you today. They don't know the journey you've come through.
At all.
They don't know the rugged path you've been through, but they just look at this well-polished and, you know, beauty standing there talking to them and think it is all rosy, you know. So we're going to look at that. But let's take the song Kushe right now.
Please.
It's a beautiful beat.
By the way, I just released the video for Kushe.
The video has just been released.
Yes,
all right.
It was released on the 14th of February.
Oh, that is on St. Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So Kushe to you all out there. Where can they see the video?
YouTube.
Just go to YouTube.
Facebook.
And you type Kushe in there, and
you got it.
All right. Well, we'll be back, but let's enjoy the song now, Kushe, by our great guest here today, Esther Mike.
Amen. Every day people say, come and let's wait, but there's always a price to pay. I said, go one way, tears streaming down my eyes, but I know I've
Kushe is the track, and our guest today is Esther Michael from Sierra Leone, originally born in Nigeria, but anyway, I don't want to go into that.
Oh Lord, I have to get me some.
You know, I have this friend, Raymond, he used to be in the military.
Okay.
During the war, you know, he was one of the soldiers that were sent to Sierra Leone to come and help fight the war.
Okay.
And we became very, very close. I have a whole bunch of them. They're all my friends, because when I was working at the SLBS at that time, you know, I sometimes walk alone, and I have about four or five of them as guards there to make sure up at Leicester Peak nothing comes closer to me.
Okay.
So since then we've been friends. And Raymond is still in Nigeria, and he's got a beautiful girl that was born in Sierra Leone.
Okay.
And Raymond always think about Sierra Leone, always getting in contact. Thanks. It's like, you know what? I'm going to tell him on this show, Raymond, you know what? Ray Dondo, you have to go back. Jump into the next flight and go back to Sierra Leone. I know you're listening to the show. Okay, well, you know, let's just come back to you.
Yeah.
And I know that you are a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
You also have a non-profit,
yeah,
you know, dealing with young girls.
Yeah.
And like I was saying, I will always love to ask the question. Some of these young girls will come up to you. Look at who you are now, the Esther Michael they're seeing now. And they don't know your journey.
Yes.
They don't know how difficult life has been. But you've been able to beat that. You came out of it standing upright because you believe in what you believe in. You believed in yourself.
Yeah.
You believe that even though you were down in that pit, there's going to come a time that you will come up and you will be somebody.
Yeah.
So if these girls, when these girls come up to you, what kind of questions do they ask you? And what are your responses to them?
I mean, you've answered most of it all, you know. I always tell them, just believe in yourself. Be yourself. And most times they just come, oh, I want to be like you. I like you. Can you be my mom? And I know, you know, because you just see me all. I'm a work in progress, yeah, but I thank God I'm far, far away from where I started, you know. And they come around with problems, with different issues. And the first thing I say is, who do you want to be? When you see yourself, what do you think about? You know, when you see yourself, who do you think you are? And I tell them, first things first, you need to know who you are, where you're going, and where you're coming from. You know, I do talks across Sierra Leone, in Sierra Leone, in different schools, and I talk to young girls every time. And my word to them is, you're beautiful, you're strong, you're wickedly talented, and nobody can be you. You're just the only copy that God has created, and God has made you beautiful, and you have everything it takes to be who you want to be. So you don't need to find it outside. Everything you need to be who God wants you to be, it's inside of you. So you need to sit down, look at yourself, and not even judge who you are based on your environment or where you are at the moment. I mean, some of those words are kind of heavy because they're, you know, judging from the fact that some of them are like teenagers, 13, 14, they might not understand it now. But I know in the subconscious, those words will continuously linger on. And I tell them, you're worth more than anything in this world. So don't let anyone come to you and tell you you're not good enough. Because that's the only way they find. I mean, I don't know why people find pleasure in talking young people down and, you know, telling you you are just a container of trouble about to explode. Oh God, what? I have heard all
that's
sorts
the language,
of things.
That's the language they use?
Yes, somebody has said that to me. And I'm like, yes, I'm about to explode, but in a very good way. And yeah, I'm exploding little by little.
Little by little.
Yes,
and so you have this non-profit. We'll talk about it.
Yes, Music for Girls Initiative Africa started off many years ago in my heart. But realistically, in 2014, when the Ebola outbreak struck Sierra Leone, it was a trying moment, and it was scary because, you know, it was uncontrollable. Nobody had an idea as to what it was. But the ironical thing about it was we had more teenage girls getting pregnant. At that time where we were like, don't touch, don't relate, don't, you know, stay away.
But they were still getting pregnant.
Yes, that was because for a whole year, girls and even boys stayed at home without going to school. And there was nothing happening. Everyone was stand still, you know. So I'm like, okay. Imagine having kids at home, not doing anything. Obviously, they'll be idle. What is the next thing that will probably pop up in your head? So I'm thinking, okay, maybe these girls are not well, they're not involved in anything. There's no activity. So if there's no school, there's nothing they can put their minds to. So I'm like, okay, how do I feel this girl? So one day I was talking to a friend of mine who says, Esther, you have music. Why don't you use music to do something? Before that, I started teaching at Balanta and I was teaching some young kids. I met a young girl at 10. She had a beautiful voice. As the one girl, as in a young girl, I mean, there are a couple of others, but that's the first 10-year-old girl who I heard and I was blown away by her voice. And I'm like, I want to train more girls, more children like this, you know? But then again, when this whole thing happened, I'm like, this could be a greater cause. It's not just training 10-year-olds, but it's seeing how I can impact positively into their lives. Seeing how I can use music as a tool to reach out, to educate, to empower, you know, and to build. So, Music for Girls Initiative happened. Africa happened.
Music for?
For Girls Initiative Africa.
Music for Girls Initiative Africa.
Africa, yes. Mm-hmm. So, I said, okay, I'm going to use music to reach out to these girls. But at the end of the day, is to bring them into a scheme in which I will help them know who they are and realize themselves and find themselves. You know, in Sierra Leone, even at the world at large, women are, we're always, always subject to abuse, subject to being used, you know, subject to being used as tools, you know, you just name it. And you come, you're a young girl with so much talent, and you meet a guy who's a producer, and the next thing he says is, I'll have to sleep with you before I produce your music. You're done with the music, you want to play it on the radio, the DJs will tell you, I have to sleep with you before I play it. So if I can bring up my own female DJs, my own female musicians, my own female producers, my own female actors and actresses, writers and poets, then trust me, we're building a whole team, a whole empire strong enough to protect our girls.
Wow.
Because, yes, because, I mean, there's so much talent, there's no platform. And everywhere you run to, because you're good looking, a guy wants to take advantage of you. So I want to be a voice, I want to be a strength, I want to be a covering for many young girls coming up. And it's not about being controlling them, no, it's about helping them find themselves and helping them to be independent in their minds and in their bodies. So, I mean, when you have a talent, normally when you see person where they sing, sorry,
I
voice into my Creole. Well, you see, I'm Sierra Leonean.
I like that.
You know, when you meet somebody who sings or who can do something that somebody else cannot do, that's just normal way you feel. You feel better. It kind of gives you some sort of self-confidence. That is what I want to do for young girls. I mean, I think many young girls in Sierra Leone and even some other parts of Africa seem to have an issue with being, with believing in themselves, with appreciating who they are, with looking at themselves in the mirror and saying, yes, I'm beautiful. And nobody can take away what I have.
What you have and yes. what those young girls have. Well, yes. This is a whole topic by itself.
I know. Right? We can talk about this forever. Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
I can make it if I try and believe in myself. I can do it, yes I can. I'll cross the oceans if I believe. Oh, I can make it if I try and believe in myself. I can do it, yes I can. I'll cross the oceans if I believe.
Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I'm David Vandy, and I feel what you're saying. And I didn't look at it that way because I've been in these kind of situations wherein, you know, all I want to do is to make sure you are heard. But now with this new trend wherein they would say, oh, you have to do this before I do this. You have to do this before I do this. You know, it's strange. But for a woman like you to stand up for these young girls, see how you can train them. You know, when you talk about training our own DJs, training our own broadcasters, our own musicians, so at least they will be able to stand up for themselves and stand up for the other women that don't have the platform.
That's the whole idea.
All right. Well, you know, this is it's so heartwarming to hear
you.
That. Thank you so much, and I just hope that people will hear this and they will come to the aid of Music for Girls Initiative Africa, right there in Sierra Leone. Do you have a website that you can go
to? Not yet. We're working on a website, but we have a Facebook page and we have also a Google Plus page.
And they can just look for Music for Girls Initiative Africa. And
Music for Girls on Facebook is Music for Girls MFG. Music for Girls -MFG on Facebook.
Okay.
And on Google Plus, it's just Music for Girls Initiative Africa.
All right. Yes, well, if you're listening, you have to go for that because there's so much more we can talk to Esther about. But, you know, we have limited time, and I just want to thank you.
I'm really having fun. I wish I could stay here longer.
I want to thank you for being around here today and
thank
for being my
for
guest on the African Beat.
I'm honored.
And even before you leave for Sierra Leone, if you have time again, you can pop in and you know, let's have a show together.
Sure,
you
know,
it would be great.
My God. I'm so in for that. Hey, you guys are going to see the broadcast inside of me.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay, and we have another track here which says Daddy God.
But
there are two tracks, actually. There are two tracks here.
Yeah.
Daddy God and Believe.
Yes.
I want you to choose one of those tracks for me. Because
please, to go with Daddy God.
Daddy God.
You will love this one.
Okay.
You will love it. Because I had, sorry to cut you, but I had one of Sierra Leone's best gospel female musician on it, Millicent Rhodes.
Wow.
I'm sure you
heard
about
her.
She's
Millicent,
a wonderful woman.
In 2011... Yeah, she was here, and you know, I was organizing the African Gospel Musical Contest here in the United States.
Okay.
Started organizing that since 2010. And in 2011, Millicent was here. She was supposed to perform, to compete in that program.
Yeah.
And she was supposed to fly out that same day.
Oh.
She went to the airport and missed her flight. So she had to run back from the airport to come back to that program, and then she won. Yeah, she became the African African Gospel Ambassador for that particular program that year, you know, and that was so interesting. And we still want to thank her. Anytime she's here, she's always, and she's been on my show also. Well, I want to thank you so much for accepting me and accepting my invitation to come to this great show today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Looking forward to seeing you again.
I'm honored. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, to all
and I want to say something, Vandy. God bless you for the work you're doing, especially for Africans and young people in general. I just want you to continue doing it. God has a reason as to why he's brought you this far and why he's put you here. It's for people like us and for certain moments like this. So please don't stop doing what you're doing. God give you more grace and bless you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate
you're
that.
Welcome. True, and, true from my heart.
And to all our fans out there, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Mm. On behalf of my guest, Esther Michael, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you so long. And I leave you now with this track, Daddy God. Yeah. This one is special from Esther and from me to you all out there.
All the good company has done. All the buckle thing what you done, Papa. We come to say thank you, Lord. We come to bless your name. Nobody else can compare to you for the love that you have shown me.
Daddy, God, good morning, for keeping me up today. The better you to do for me, try the day make another way for me. Way road to no tell, Jehovah, you too much. The day got good morning for keeping me up today. Papa, I thank you all for the better you to do for me. Try the day make another way for me. Jehovah, you too much, eh? You're pretty much old. Jehovah, you for much, eh? You five much, I say you six much. Jehovah, I thank you all. Jehovah, you too much, eh?
Christmas, Jehovah, I thank you. My sorrow into joy. I say, Ibaba, you too much, yeah. You too much, yeah. You for much, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I call, he answers me. When I cry, he draws my tears. Nobody feeds me like my papa, mom. I praise your name, I worship you, I thank you, welly, 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 yeah.
Jehovah, you too much, eh? You're very much, oh. Jehovah, I thank you all. Jehovah, you too much, eh? You're very much, oh. Jehovah, you four much, eh? You five much, I say you six much. Jehovah, I thank you for all the good way you done do. And I could tell you how much I love you. Take me away, no. Papa, you're too much, yeah. Hey. Jehovah, you're too much, eh? You're very much, oh. Jehovah, you're four much, eh? You're five much, I say you're six much. Jehovah, I thank you, oh. Jehovah, you're too much, eh? You're very much, oh. Jehovah, I thank you.
Hakamara Jehovah,
I thank you.
Hey, Kumara Makanga Bulue.
This is the Lady D.